Welcome to Today's Issues, offering a Christian response to the issues of the day. Here's your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the radio program, Today's Issues, on the American Family Radio Network. Thank you for listening. I am Tim Wildman. Ed Battagliano is co-hosting with me today. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
And also Abraham Hamilton III. Abe serves as public policy analyst and also general counsel here. Or you also make popcorn every once in a while, don't you?
I do, and I also sweep and take out the trash every now and again.
Multi-talented. He's a five-tool guy.
I happen to know who makes the popcorn around here. It's not Abe.
Okay. You've never seen Abe make it?
I've never seen Abe make it.
So there's no evidence of that?
No evidence. Okay. All we have is his claim. Maybe if we search his emails. Maybe we can get WikiLeaks to check his emails.
Walker Wildman is here with us. Walker's going to be keeping our Facebook page humming today, right, Walker?
Yes, we're on Facebook Live. You can go to the Today's Issues Facebook page and watch the show there and get all the stories on the Facebook page.
Okay, so as always, the stories we mention here, we're going to be posting there on the Today's Issues Facebook page so that you can use them and send them around or read them, however you can make use of the information we have here. That's why we post them on the Facebook page. Joining us to tell us what's going on in the news is Fred Jackson, news director for American Family News and OneNewsNow.com. Good morning, Fred.
Good to be with you. Now, before we go anywhere, because we want to keep adding to our Facebook page, so let's put Abe on there. That'll be, what, 8,003?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yesterday we added
8,003 what?
Likes.
Likes. We counting our likes yesterday, Abe, and we added Ed, Fred, and Walker, so we got 8,003, I think.
Yeah.
Like, so we put you on there? Can we count you as a like in this show?
Yes.
You know what you like, you can never dislike. You understand that, don't you? You're going in this. Okay. All right. What you got, Fred?
Well, we want to bring our audience up to date with what's happening in Killeen, Texas, home of the Fort Hood Army base there. The big story out of there, as you remember, we've been following since last week. Todd Starnes first broke this story. The Killeen Independent School District Board dealing with an issue last night. What happened was they have a clinic in the school, and the clinic aide there, Deidre Shannon, had put on the door of the clinic a kind of a poster with the Peanuts character Linus. And in that a Charlie Brown Christmas story, he makes reference to the Bible story, "For unto us was born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Well, so that was up there for a few days, but then the principal of the school came along and took it down and said, "You're in contravention of the church and state laws in this country." Well, that came to the attention of the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, who sent a letter dated yesterday, Tuesday, urging the local school board to reverse its decision to remove that poster. And in the letter, Paxton urged the district to rescind this, I'm quoting here from the letter, to rescind this unlawful policy, apologize to Ms. Shannon, and move back into compliance with the state and federal law. Now, what he's referring to there is the so-called Christmas law that was passed in Texas, which allows displays which indicate that, you know, hard to believe, Christmas has to do with Christianity, folks.
Right.
All right, so it was put in place. Well, the school board met last night, and apparently, according to KWTX, the TV station there, quite a crowd. Motions ran very high. They quote one member there, perhaps a parent in the community, C.J. Grisham, who said, "We fought, we died, we bled, we served, we quit for that reason, for free speech. If people don't want to see a reference to God, turn around, look the other way." But at the end of the evening, the vote was 6-1 to keep that poster off the door. The only school board member who voted in favor of putting that poster back up was school board president Terry Delano. And here's what he had to say. He said, "I believe that we have come to a place in our nation where we're taking Christ out of everything. In this case, the very word Christmas. Christmas. And it concerns me that someday we won't even be able to say that. And that's a direct quote there from the school board president. But at the end of the evening, it was a 6-1 vote to keep that poster down.
So they ignored the law.
Yep.
And they ignored the will of the people. Let me just tell you. This
and
is,
the Attorney General of the state. The
Attorney General of the state. This is a perfect example of why we need school choice in this country. Mm. Because these clowns, okay, they have a monopoly. They don't have to listen to anybody. Apparently they're of a secular progressive mindset that it's okay, first of all, to ignore the laws, but also to scrub the country of any reference to Christianity or Christ. School choice is the only way to beat these clowns. And that is, you tell the school board, listen, if you don't do what the law says and what we want, we're taking our kids somewhere else. Hmm. I mean, I don't see any other way to break the grip that they have on the public school system.
And it seems with things like this happening over and over and over again, that they're really, you know, forcing the hand of the American parents to recognize this. I mean, we really are putting families in the country in the position where they're going to have to make a decision whether or not to allow their children to be completely exposed in environments where they are stripping Christ from any references or taking different, you know, financial commitments and so on and so forth to educate their children. And I think what you said is spot on, that the only way those things will stop is when people see an exodus of children going to different places for education.
I'm assuming the problem here with the six board members, that it was 6-1?
6-1 vote.
Who voted to remove the scriptural reference was because it recognized religion, or in particular Christianity, and they were probably told, I'm speculating here, the usual mantra is, you know, it's a violation of church and state because it favors one religion over others, yada, yada, yada. Well, I would just say if you want to be consistent, you need to vote 6-1 to have the kids come to school on December 25th.
Right.
Yep.
Because it favors one religion over another.
Yeah, to have a holiday.
It's a holiday recognizing
federal
the
holiday.
Recognizing the birth of Jesus Christ.
Right.
That's what Christmas is about. It's like these people.
Well, hold on just a second, Fred.
Yeah.
I'm serious about this.
No, I know.
You need to require your students to go to school on December the 25th if you're going to be consistent to not allow for a recognition of a particular religious group over another.
Christmas is about the birth of Jesus Christ. It's an historic event that we recognize. It's like, I think a lot of school districts across the country now have Martin Luther King Day. And it's like somebody coming along and saying, well, you know what? There's some things that he said that offend me, so we're not going to quote Martin Luther King on Martin Luther King Day because it might offend some people. And people would say, well, that's ridiculous. It is a day to honor this man.
Yeah.
And you're trying to disassociate yourself from what the day is all about.
Well,
yeah, and I think your suggestion, Tim, is pretty good. The response can be, okay, well, we'll stop referring to Christ at Christmas time when you show up to work on December 25th.
Right.
School board.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it only makes sense to me to be consistent, if you're going to be consistent about it. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. By the way, we had Attorney General Ken Paxton on yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Paxton.
Yeah,
we had him on our show, and so you can go listen to Today's Issues from yesterday on Facebook. We are in where it's archived, Walker.
Yeah.
On Facebook or on the AFR.net.
Okay, and so you can listen to that interview you did with the Attorney General of Texas. What else you got?
Well, there's one other point to this story, okay. I want to make. The school district, in defending their decision, the principal, that is, to take this poster down, one section of the Christmas law there in Texas says this, and they're using this as a reason to take it down. A display relating to a traditional winter celebration may not include a message that encourages adherence to a particular religious belief. Now, the operative word there is encourages. How does
adherence to?
Yeah. How does putting a poster up depicting the reason for the season, how does that encourage people to go off and become a Christian?
How is that compelling?
How is that
compelling them to do something? It's just a mess. Yeah, messages every day.
Well, let me just lay out the reasoning here. Now, the Supreme Court, and you know, Abe, you correct me on the dates, but I think it was in the year was 1980. I think there was a Ten Commandments case where the U.S. Supreme Court said you cannot post the Ten Commandments. This was the reasoning of the court, because kids might look at the Ten Commandments and be and consider obeying them. Now, that's the mentality, okay? Yep. So forget about what the other side has been doing for decades, okay? And most recently with homosexuality and those things. Posting up, you know, posters saying this and saying that. If kids learn that way, then that's what they're being taught about homosexuality and a host of other things. You know, using condoms and all those kinds of things. But the secularists in this country understand that if you post the Ten Commandments or you post Luke chapter 2, they understand that kids are going to think about that. And what this is my opinion. What we have to decide in this country is whether or not we are going to encourage our kids to respect the Ten Commandments and to respect the Bible. They don't have to believe it. And obviously, we're not talking about establishing a church. If you ask a secularist when they say separation of church and state, which church? Yeah. Which church are you talking about that we're establishing? This country was founded on the Judeo-Christian worldview. It is the only way our republic is going to survive. And at some point, the people of this country are going to say, that's right. We want Christianity respected in our schools. Kids can believe whatever they want. They can worship any God they want or worship nobody. But we are going to respect the Ten Commandments in Christianity. And at some point, I think, we talked about this a little bit before the show started, at some point, we're just going to have to amend the Constitution to clarify for secular progressives what the founders meant by the First Amendment.
You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Anything to add to that, Abe?
Well, I just, it's ironic because you have references in the Supreme Court building itself to Moses and the Ten Commandments. I mean, I thought that
two or three different places.
Yeah, in the actual Supreme Court building. So you have the Supreme Court saying you can't do it in the schools because they're publicly funded, when you have the Supreme Court building, which is publicly funded.
Another thing is, this is all relatively new to our country.
Yeah,
you know, our founding fathers who wrote the Constitution, and who knew? Because our ignoramuses who ran this country for 170 years were so dumb as to not even know that they were supposed to have separation of church and state.
Yeah.
It was only in the last three decades till we come to the revelation that the people who wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights didn't even understand what they were doing.
Well, let me just, for the secularists. I'm sorry.
Do I have to tell you? I've got my tongue firmly planted in my cheek. Yes. But you know what I'm saying. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I was going to just say, for the secularists out there who are listening, okay,
and you know who you are.
You know, and they're saying, that's a bunch of baloney about the founders. Yeah. Let me just prove it. I'm just going to prove it with one quote, okay, from the hero of the Revolutionary War, the president of the Constitutional Convention, and our first president, George Washington, who said in his farewell address, he said that the two pillars of political prosperity are religion and morality.
Yeah.
And I think we all know what religion he was referring to. Mm-hmm. And he said, let no one consider himself to be a patriot.
Yes.
That means a lover of this country who would undermine either of those two pillars.
That's right.
Now, to your point, Tim,
right,
are you telling me that George Washington was ignorant of what the founders wrote when he was presiding over the Constitutional Convention, when they put the First Amendment in there? This is a bunch of baloney. The people have been ripped off in this country.
Right.
And the Supreme Court has changed the meaning of the First Amendment. And it was, as far as I'm concerned, a coup d'etat. Most of the people didn't know it was happening.
If I was a betting man, what you just quoted George Washington saying is not taught in our schools
today. Oh, no, it's not.
And
it used
probably
to be
wouldn't be. You couldn't post it.
Yeah.
I bet you couldn't post it.
Yeah.
In the Killeen school district.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't operate in a vacuum. a valueless vacuum. You can't. You have to value some things and abhor some things to have a system, to have a value system, if you will. And our country has always valued our connection to Christianity as part of our roots.
Mm-hmm.
Again, doesn't mean nobody's compelled to go to church.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Nobody. We're not going to. They're not going to start baptizing people in the first grade classroom here. but and no, you're not going to have to recite the Nicene Creed in order to graduate or be valedictorian. But we've always had a respect and a reverence for a respect for any faith that people have. We were all taught that growing up. Mm-hmm. But we've had a reverence for our connection to the Judeo-Christian worldview, as you've mentioned, right. Ed. And what we've gone from now, Abe, we've gone from a respect, which that used to be translated into this expression we've all heard before. Americans are a God-fearing people.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay? Doesn't mean everybody lives out their Christianity, but we were generally considered a God-fearing nation. And we've gone from that to being hostile
mm-hmm.
to the things of God and hostile to Christians and to Christianity. That's where we are in this country today. Go ahead, mm-hmm. Abe.
I was just going to add that what you quoted, it used to be a textbook. It used to be taught in the textbooks.
Ed quoted the George Washington address.
Yeah, he would say, in vain would that person claim the characteristic of patriotism who had worked to subvert those pillars. I would submit it's not that they don't know that George Washington knew what the First Amendment of the Constitution meant. They know what he meant, and they know what it meant, and they don't care.
Right.
They would
erase it if they could.
And that is what they're doing.
Yes.
It is a de facto erasure of what it meant. They know they're using this Trojan horse of miseducation lying about it so that they can get the ignorant populace in America to buy into it because they want to just completely reverse what exists. And and this is kind of a connection there. I would refer to it as the theology of the secular progressive movement is atheism.
Yes.
And the fundamental touchstone of atheism is that people nowadays are smarter than people in older times because of applications of the macro-evolutionary theory to modern politics and reasoning that they say, I refuse to be governed by the ideals and the values and the morals of dead men. You know, so it is applying that hubris and just straight up lying about what our country stood for. And there are lots of people who don't know. And so the ignorance is perpetuated. And so we have people.
Most of our citizens and probably many of our listeners don't know what you just said, that the secular progressives aren't ignorant of the founding fathers' intent. They reject it.
Yes.
Right.
And they have knowingly, for the last 100 years, they have knowingly worked to put that rejection into our laws and governing principles.
And to undermine our Judeo-Christian and constitutional republic.
That's why I use the word coup.
Mm-hmm.
Where people think of a coup, a small group to take over. That's mm-hmm. what they've done, and they've done it on purpose. Most of our people don't know that is why it's happened.
Mm. And that will explain why you see such hostility to Christianity and Christianity only.
Yes.
Right.
It's no
That's
problem
a good point.
With Islam, no problem with all these other things, because none of those form the fabric of our American founding.
Exactly.
You're listening to Today's Issues. If you want to go, I encourage you folks to go read, especially that segment of George Washington's farewell address where he talks about this. You just type in George Washington's farewell address, morality, if you want to, or religion and morality, and you can bring this quote up. It is excellent. George Washington fully understood, as did our founding fathers, that without religion, i.e. Christianity, morality, that is the Ten Commandments, the Sermon on the Mount, you will not have a civilization. You will not have a country. It can't survive. That's what they understood. People either will govern themselves through morality, or they will be controlled by a government. And we might be halfway between those right now.
You know what's interesting? Remember the Russian leader in the 60s, Khrushchev?
Yes.
You remember what he said? America will fall without a shot being fired. It will die from within.
Mm. Right.
And that's what these so-called, I don't like that word progressive because it gives too much credibility to them.
Yeah.
You know, the progressives, progressive involves, you know, good things. They're all bad.
I got another term for them.
Okay.
God haters.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to use that? Right.
Yeah.
They would say, oh, no, no, that's not.
Well, they would say, I don't believe there is a God, so how can I hate him?
Right.
Well, you sure spent a lot of your time trying to push him and the knowledge of him out of the public square.
They also treat these God haters or secular progressives, however you want to phrase it, they also look down on people like us with as if we're subhuman or disdain. They goes from open hostility to to looking at you like you got three heads. You know
what was the word that Hillary Clinton used?
A basket of deplorables.
Deplorables.
Right.
Deplorables. And also, you've got Barack Obama said these are people who cling to their Bibles and their guns. Mm-hmm. He did that in a mocking way, as if to say these stupid people, they're still clinging to their Bibles and guns. They're not as educated as we are. What else you got, Fred?
Well, there is at least one individual, official, soon to be president of the United States, Donald Trump, who's not afraid to say Merry Christmas. He was gave a speech. He's on his kind of victory tour or thank you tour, and that took him to Wisconsin last
evening.
I knew
this was going to happen. I knew he was going to bring up Merry Christmas because he talked about this a couple years ago. Go ahead.
Yeah. But, you know, on the podium, they have this sign in front of the podium. Merry Christmas, America. Merry Christmas, America.
Good for Donald Trump. Go, Donald, go.
He must have said it three or four times at the end of his speech. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Just driving those reporters nuts out there. They're just probably seething, many of them.
Yeah.
The liberals.
Remember, where is Freedom From Religion, the atheist group, based?
What are they going to do?
Wisconsin. Madison, Wisconsin. You're right.
Oh, he was in Wisconsin this.
Yes.
And wow, and that's where they get Freedom From Religion group is located.
Exactly.
All 10 of them. Yeah. And so Trump is there sort of in your face. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. I wonder if they're going to sue. Can you sue the president-elect for violation of church and state? I don't think you can. And if you do, I don't think Donald Trump's going to care. He's probably going to hang a Merry Christmas banner in the front of the White House when he gets there.
Yeah.
I remember him talking about this a couple of years ago. And I was like going, yes, you understand it. He was going, I'm tired of PC. It's not Happy Holidays. It's Christmas we're celebrating here. Merry Christmas. Nothing wrong with Happy Holidays. But if you do it so that you don't have to say Merry Christmas, then there's a problem there. And he's just like, Merry Christmas everywhere.
Wouldn't that be wonderful? Put Merry Christmas on the White House like Obama put the rainbow on the White House. Wouldn't you love to see that? Mm. Now, one more thing. I know we have to go in a few minutes here. But we have a nomination for Interior Secretary. He is Congressman Ryan Zink of Montana. Now, this is going to head the head spinning of the left again.
They've already spun off seven times. I don't know if they can. They're like Frankenstein.
There's a couple of reasons for it. He's an advocate for increased energy drilling and mining on the lands, because there are a lot of federal lands in this country. And he believes in hunting and fishing. And to top it all off, for the left out there, he spent 23 years as a Navy SEAL.
Oh, my goodness.
But does it say anything about seizing land? Because that's what the federal government's doing, been doing. I know he's opposed to it, based on his credentials.
Government land for hunting and fishing is what he's saying.
Okay, here's the sound of liberal land. They've been doing that every other day with Trump's announcements of appointees.
Now, I hope we have that recorded. We need to use that in other contexts as well.
I've been practicing my... what's that guy, the Democrat that did that, screamed out loud?
Howard Dean.
Practicing my Howard Dean impersonation. I borrowed that from Howard Dean. We'll be back in a minute. Stay with us.
On the next edition of Today's Issues, as we discuss the news, how do we know if it's fake?
When you talk about fake news, you're talking about things that are misleading.
That's right.
That aren't true.
Well, you know, I don't know if this is true or not, but we're into the rumor business here, so I'm just going to throw it out there.
Our newsmen Fred Jackson and Steve Jordahl only report real news. Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on AFR.
We are going to the Holy Land in March. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. I only lead one tour a year to Israel. It's not my day job. It's just an annual tour that I do as I learn from my dad how to take folks to Israel. And we're going to have a wonderful experience. Most of the folks going are listeners to American Family Radio or supporters of American Family Association. And we're going to have a great time March 9th through the 17th. If you want information on this tour of the Holy Land, you can do it two ways. You can call us at 800-FAMILIES, option 5. 1-800-FAMILIES, option 5. That's families with an S. And leave us your name and your address, and we'll put a brochure in the mail to you. And if you want to go online, you can visit us at twholyland.com. twholyland.com. Again, won't be long till we close out this tour, so if you want more information, let us know.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next. School children in Wake County, North Carolina, will no longer be allowed to sing Christmas carols at a community concert. The Freedom From Religion Foundation said the performances at the annual Apex Christmas Nativity Celebration were unconstitutional and could not continue. The FFRF is a group of Wisconsin-based agnostics, atheists, and freethinkers. They seem to think that boys and girls singing I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus is an endorsement of the Christian faith. The Freedom From Religion Foundation says they are dedicated to the separation of church and state. But in reality, they're a bunch of mean-spirited, Christophobic agitators who prey on small towns and innocent school children. What a heartless thing for somebody to do, setting loose a bunch of godless Grinches so they can bully children. Folks, if that doesn't curdle your eggnog or jingle your bells, well, I don't know what will. I'm Todd Starnes.
This is Today's Issues. Email your comments to comments@afr.net. Past broadcasts of Today's Issues are available for listening and viewing in the archive at afr.net. Now, back to more of Today's Issues.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Abe Tagliano and Abraham Hamilton, and we call him Abe. And Walker Wildman. By the way, on a sad note, did you see where Alan Thicke passed away?
I did.
Yeah. He's the well-known actor, best known for, was it Growing Pains, the comedy on ABC for many years, with Kirk Cameron.
Yeah, with Kirk Cameron.
That's how Kirk Cameron came to national prominence on that show, and Alan Thicke played the dad, 69 years old. I guess he was at a hockey. Well, he was playing hockey, going to play hockey. Yes.
I know he's long-term. He's Canadian, I think, yeah. And he's a long-term very hockey
athletic
player.
I guess.
So what happened?
Did
he have a heart attack?
They said he died of a massive heart
and
attack.
And he's how old?
69.
69, wow.
69 years old.
He was playing hockey with his son.
Do what now?
He was playing hockey with his son.
Right.
That happened.
But he's also been, he's been seen in commercials for years.
That's advertising. Pete Maravich died on a basketball court, didn't he?
Younger than that.
Yeah, Pistol Pete.
I want to say he was playing with James Dobson at Focus on the Family passed away. I think I remember that happening. Talking about Pistol Pete Maravich.
All I'm saying is sometimes just because you're an athlete doesn't mean, you know, when your time's up, it's up.
Well, your heart gives out.
Yeah.
You know. So you're listening to the radio program Today's Issues. Walker, what's on our Facebook page the last half an hour?
Well, I posted the story out of Killeen, Texas. I actually posted the Attorney General's response from last night's board meeting. That's on our Facebook page. You can also watch Facebook Live on our Today's Issues Facebook page.
Okay. We thank you for listening, folks, as always, to American Family Radio. Well, one of our best friends at this ministry is Todd Starnes from Fox News. And Todd's always breaking stories of the culture war and what's going on out there. And as a result of what Todd reports, a lot of times victories are won because people respond whatever issue Todd is spotlighting. And Todd joins us now from, where are you, Todd?
New York City, and Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Merry Christmas.
Donald Trump, did you see him in Wisconsin doing the Merry Christmas tour?
I did. He sure did, and very happy to hear that. I was disappointed, though, because he wasn't wearing something that I was wearing, which was my Keep Christ in Christmas red bracelet that the folks there at AFR sent me.
Yeah, we sold out of those things. We're going to get some more for next year. But those things, how many of those Keep Christ in Christmas wristbands did we get? Did we send out the door?
We sold over 200,000 of them.
Yeah. They're crazy popular, and we're going to do that again next year, and hopefully other people won't steal our idea because it's stealing is not Christian. So I would not do that to your fellow believer. Todd, we just talked about the Killeen, Texas situation out there. You got another story on your website, foxnews.com, Todd Starnes. Talk about the school choir situation somewhere. Where is this?
Yeah, this is in Wake County, North Carolina. By the way, that Killeen, Texas, we actually broke that story. The lady is one of our listeners, and she got a hold of me through her dad, and so we broke that
story. Yes, she did.
And I don't think that's over just yet. We'll see what happens there. But this situation in North Carolina is a little funny. The Mormons, every year they do this big nativity scene celebration, and basically everybody brings out the nativity scenes, and it's really a neat kind of an exhibit. And they have all sorts of choirs from around the community come and perform, and it's just a beautiful, festive Yuletide tradition. They've been doing it for, I think, 12 or 13 years, brought to you by the local Mormons there. So anyway, the Freedom From Religion Foundation got wind of this, and they found out that a bunch of school choirs were performing, and they said, well, that's against the law, that they can't be participating because it's a church. And they said they would be that the Mormons would be proselytizing them. So the school district decided it would be best to avoid a lawsuit, and they told the choirs they would not be able to perform at this year's event.
So we're talking in Wake, W-A-K-E County, North Carolina. I'm not sure where that is.
It's over near Raleigh.
Okay, near Raleigh. So the school choir, they probably go all kind of different places, the mall, wherever, or have traditionally. And now they were set to go sing at an event at the Mormon church, right? Where the Mormon church has a community-wide type celebration where a lot of choirs come in, they sing Christmas music and such. But the Freedom From Religion group, Freedom From Religion Foundation out of Wisconsin, by the way, they've taken the place of the ACLU in bringing these threats to communities all over the country.
Yeah, these are mean people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, they're to the left of the ACLU.
They've picked up the mantle of the bullying. Mantle. Yeah. The bullying mantle. Yeah.
But you know what's interesting, Tim, about this situation in North Carolina? I spoke with the president of the Mormon group there. He would be their equivalent, I guess, to the minister. And really nice guy. And I said, you know, after we had this interview, he assured me that nobody was proselytizing in the 13 years. You know, nobody's converted to the Mormon, religion.
Right.
And I kind of chuckled at the end. I told him, I said, well, you know, I'm a Southern Baptist. I said, normally we're the ones getting accused of proselytizing.
Right. Exactly. So what's the long and short of that is? Where is that going to go? Is that over?
Well,
or?
Yeah, it's over for this year. There won't be performances by school children this year. But you know, the Mormons are going to try to meet with your. And again, this is just sort of an offshoot of the church. It's something they do for the community.
Yeah, community wide, kind of like a Christmas parade or something like that. Hey, you know, we've cited a couple of brush fires here. These kinds of things are going on across the country. But sometimes it's because of misguided views of school officials. They're ill-informed, or they're not willing to. And sometimes they're not willing to fight back against.
Just afraid.
Afraid. Mm-hmm. On a good note related to Fox News, Todd, Walker, you were interviewed yesterday by one of Todd's colleagues, I guess, there at Fox News. And then what happened after that?
Yeah, I was interviewed by a market analyst for Fox News, and she interviewed me, our AFA, on our Naughty or Nice list.
You weren't on camera.
No, this is a phone interview.
Okay.
And she said, you know, I'm going on Bill O'Reilly tonight, and I just want to get a little background on your Naughty or Nice list, you know. And it sounded like, you know, I may use it or I may not. Well, it turned out, my wife and I tuned in to Bill O'Reilly last night. It took up his whole talking point segment, and he cited the AFA Naughty or Nice list, so I was very pleased with it.
I want to thank Bill O'Reilly for using our Naughty and Nice list.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Where can people find our Naughty and Nice? Our Naughty and Nice list is where we have three grades for companies on whether or not they acknowledge Christmas or not. Either they do, they don't, or they're somewhere in between. So we rank them.
Yeah.
There's not a boycott or anything. It's just information for people to use if they want to consider which companies at least acknowledge Christmas. So they can find it where, Walker?
AFA.net. At AFA.net, top right-hand corner of the page, you can click on the
Where can
nice
I watch
list.
That Bill O'Reilly interview?
You can go to foxnews.com and go to Bill O'Reilly's page, and it'll be on this video.
Did you see that I started getting texts from people. I didn't see it. People were telling me about it.
I was watching the Food Network last night.
We see where Todd's priorities are.
So we're trying to stay up on the world events, and Todd's just
learning how to make a strawberry tart.
Yeah, going straight carnal on us right there. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Hey, I've got a funny story to tell you. We're going to be writing about this later today. It'll be posted in a couple of hours, but this whole moral Christmas mess. Texas Women's University, they have published recommendations for parties that you would host in December for your office. And they're telling people not to use the word holiday. They don't want you to call it a holiday party. They want you to be all-inclusive and multicultural. So they have provided a very convenient list for us to use, guys. And it's interesting because one of the things they said were to avoid religious symbolism for party decorations. And they said, so you would need to not use Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Santa Claus, or evergreen trees, which are associated with Christmas traditions.
You're lying.
Serious?
You're lying.
Apparently, the only way to be all inclusive is to exclude the reason for the season.
No, that's beyond. I mean, you're going.
So, Rudolph the Red-Nosed
Reindeer. He's out.
What was he, a saint? A Catholic saint from the 1300s?
Hold on, it gets better, guys. I'm going to read this off of the university's website.
Wait a minute. What university is this, and do you have this on your website?
I'll have it up later this afternoon, in about 2 hours.
Right.
So I'm kind of giving you guys a breaking scoop on my column.
Okay.
So it's Texas Women's University, and they actually have a professor by the name of Mark Kessler, and he's the professor of Multicultural Women's and Gender Studies.
Well, bless his heart.
I wanted to write a column about why they employ a man to teach women's studies.
Duly noted.
But anyway, so he has this list, and they say instead of calling it, they say the word holiday connotes religious tradition, and they suggested instead you should call it the end of the semester party.
No. Oh my God!
No, you're making this up. you're not
making attack, fellas.
You're not making up Texas Woman's University because I looked it up on the internet. It's a real. Real school.
So get this. So then they said, this is brilliant. They said, you also have to be careful about the kind of food you serve. So they said, don't plan a menu that symbolizes a particular religious holiday.
Oh,
and they specifically mentioned, as an example, red and green sugar cookies shaped like Christmas trees.
Wow.
Oh, look, these people are a few nuts shy of a fruitcake.
No, you can't say fruitcake. Don't say fruitcake. That's tied to Christmas. Listen, the country is filling up with idiots. I'm just telling you.
So they did, you know, I just want you guys to imagine the Texas Woman's University all-inclusive winter shindig. So instead of scarfing down the Little Smokies and shrimp cocktail, they're going to be stuffing their face with hummus and gefilte fish.
Oh, man, you can't make this stuff up.
Todd, I do have to say, this is Walker here. It seems like, obviously, mainstream America, this is out of touch with mainstream America. Obviously, because everybody's fed up with this junk.
Right.
But it's these individuals who are in positions of power who dislike the Christian faith and anything, literally anything that goes along with it. And wouldn't you say that this is not, this doesn't represent the whole university or people all across America? This is someone in power who's abusing their position.
Well, look, I think that stories like what's happening in Killeen, Texas, and this piece we're doing on these, you know, outrageous holiday suggestions, this is why Donald Trump got elected in November, mm-hmm. is that people are just fed up with this nonsense. And they're tired of being told that to be all-inclusive or multicultural, you have to ignore or reject, you know, the American traditions and American culture and the Christian traditions. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's and people will say, well, there's really no such thing as a war on Christmas. Well, what would you like to call it? Because when you have groups threatening and in some cases filing federal lawsuits to silence Christians during the Christmas holiday, that to me says it's a war on Christmas.
Yeah. What you have here, a war on something means that something that is established is under siege. Mm-hmm. And so what we mean by war on Christmas is you have traditions in this country, time-honored traditions around the Christmas season that have always been, and you have other traditions as well. You could talk about Thanksgiving Day if you wanted to and its roots in Christianity. But so things that have always been done are now being, we're being told can't be done any longer. Mm-hmm. So that's a war on. That's trying to stop something that's always been a part of who we are. You know, Christmas has always been special in America. That's why it's a federal holiday. So we've always recognized it. And there's no, until recently, until the last 15 or 20 years, there's never been any problem with it. And I tell you what, these companies have got it, many of them, mm-hmm. Thanks to Bill O'Reilly and the work of American Family Association, Todd Starnes and others. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of these corporations that companies that make their money off Christmas sales have at least gone back to acknowledging Christmas sales. I remember there was one big company about 10 years ago that decided they would change their Christmas trees to holiday trees.
Right.
And we put out an action alert about this, and within 24 hours, they called us and said, we're going back to Christmas trees.
We made a mistake.
We made a mistake. Mm-hmm. We bought into the PC, and that's what I'm talking about. When you intentionally try to change something that always has been Christmas to something more generic, or getting rid of even the word holiday, is this Texas women? Is that what you said this Texas women university wanted to do, Todd? Who was that who wanted to get rid of the word holiday?
Oh, yeah, that's Texas Woman's University.
Yeah, okay. So, and that's, by the way, I'm a little offended that they're that exclusive with their gender. That's very hurt. As a man, I would just say I'm hurt. That's
well,
all I'm
Tim,
saying.
Let me just.
Well, Tim, you could just go and tell them you're gender fluid,
right?
And I don't have to take in.
Well, then well, I'm they're favoring. I won't be able to work with Tim any longer. Okay.
But I mean, they're obviously showing favoritism for one gender over another.
Well, let me just throw in here when I was in 1976 when I graduated from high school, I applied to a number of colleges. Eventually, went to Boston College. But I applied to UConn, University of Connecticut, and got accepted solely because some of my buddies in high school said it used to be an all-woman school, and it's like 20 to 1, girls to guys. And it was basically my only way to get a date was to go to a college campus where – but that's – you have those schools that used to be all girls, and now the guys – so, guys, think about Texas – Women's University.
Yeah. Hey, fellas, can I tell you all about my new book coming out?
You sure may.
Mm-hmm. We're really excited about this, and we have a little special offer for all of the AFR listeners. It's called The Deplorables Guide to Making America Great Again. And we're very excited. The book comes out in February, but We have a special hardcover edition of the book that I will personalize and autograph for AFR listeners. And all they have to do is go to toddstarns.com, and they go to our store, click on the store button, and you will see the book. And you'll actually get this book about a week or so before it actually hits bookstores. So we're really excited about this project. It's a lot of fun, and we sort of set the stage for what happens next in America.
Well, I hope that, Todd, with the election of Donald Trump, and nobody's here is, believes any human is a, quote, savior. We, you know, our trust is in God and his son, Jesus Christ, which we proclaim here every day on American Family Radio. However, we avoided, we, the American people, and those who love the Constitution and those who, you know, love freedom and who want to respect Christianity, you know, want to avoided catastrophe. Had Hillary Clinton been elected president, it would have gotten exponentially worse for us. She would have used her administration to come after the basket of deplorables,
right?
In many ways, don't you think?
Well, I think so. And so, and you know, I point out in the book that. You know, just because Donald Trump is elected president doesn't mean that it's over.
Right.
I said, you know, Ronald Reagan declared that it was morning in America, and conservatives went into hibernation. And before they knew it, you know, faster than you could say no new taxes, read my lips, we had a community organizer in the White House. So we have a lot of fun with it, but it's also a call to action. For people, some practical steps they can take. We have a lot of fun. We have chapters like pantsuits, huge hands in the 2016 presidential race. We have a story called "Why Is Daddy Wearing Spanx?" about the feminization of men, and then we have another chapter called "Baptist Biscuits and Bare Naked Tree Huggers."
That would be a great name for a band.
Yes,
I'm talking about like a bluegrass type, maybe a bluegrass.
Well, you know, Todd, when your book comes out, official, however you want to put it, we'll have to have you on the show to talk about it, but we won't be able to cover the chapter about naked people. Okay, this is
you can't even say naked on Christian radio.
Well, it's not naked, it's buck naked.
Oh, so, well, that's acceptable.
That's the kind that gets you put on the church prayer list.
Yeah. Did he just say what I just thought
he said?
He
said it right there. Well, he's in New York City,
so, very liberal.
I'm a progressive Southern.
He's a progressive Southern.
I'm just kidding.
He's a progressive Southern mess.
Yeah, you're listening to today's issues on the American Family Radio. Now, you got your Christmas special that you recorded at Bellevue Baptist Church in Memphis a week or so ago. That's coming up, right?
Yes, and look, we were so honored that Walker and your wife came, mm-hmm. and we got to introduce you guys from the stage, and it was just a great night. We had about 1,500 people there at the taping, and this two-hour show is just—it's a lot of fun, family-friendly entertainment, and we have Jason Crabb, a great, great musician, mm-hmm. Meredith Andrews, and the Mylon Hayes family were some of the special singing groups. And what's exciting is that we had Pastor Steve Gaines, who is the president of the Southern Baptist Convention, not just read the Christmas story, but explain why the Christmas story is so important. Mm-hmm. And we get to share that message from coast to coast, and we're so excited that you guys are going to be broadcasting the two-hour show.
Yeah, Todd, it's going to be our – tell our listeners, if they want to listen to the Todd Starnes Christmas special – that'll be aired on American Family Radio both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I don't know the specific times yet. We'll get that out to our supporters and our listeners. But Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, your Christmas special will be on American Family Radio.
I have a funny story to tell about the show. You know, it's a beautiful, elaborate set kind of in a chalet with the singing Christmas tree at Bellevue Baptist Church. And guys, they have these doors that actually open and functioning doors. So I'm backstage in between one of our segments, and all of a sudden everybody's shouting at me, "Close your barn door, check your barn door, close your barn door." And I'm like, "My barn door's closed." What?
Right.
But there was actually talking about an actual barn door that was open.
Oh. Woo. Wow.
Like, sweet mercy.
Yeah. Check your barn door. Oh, me.
Only in Mississippi.
Yeah, or Tennessee.
Yeah, just north of Mississippi.
In the Mid-South. Yeah. Only in the Mid-South.
Only in the Mid-South. Listen, Todd, thanks so much for your time, and keep up the good work. And where can people keep up with you again?
Folks, you can check out toddstarns.com, and that's, of course, where they can go to our store and get their pre-ordered copy of The Deplorables Guide to Make America Great Again.
Todd Starnes with an E.
Todd Starnes with an E.
Okay, Todd, take care. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Todd joining us. Todd works at last March, had an opportunity. I was meeting our group in New York for our trip to Israel and had an opportunity to go by and the Fox News building there in New York City. And Todd took me around, showed our group everything. You were with me.
Yeah.
Walker. And so it was very, very interesting. Todd's a great guy, but he sort of stands out in the sense that he's this, well, you could tell he's from the Deep South. That's where he grew up, but he's up there. So he's in New York City, and he's taking us around and meeting everybody, and nobody has quite the accent that Todd has.
Yeah.
So I imagine everybody knows.
Who did you get to meet there?
Well, I just saw the set for Shepard Smith's show.
Yeah.
I saw that. I saw the set for Fox and Friends.
Yeah.
I saw the what else did we see?
We saw the live where they bring in
Fox
guests.
Business News. We saw live.
Yes.
I think that's where Megyn Kelly does her show.
Yes, and we saw the Fox News Radio studios where Brian Kilmeade, Sean Hannity, and
do their
all
radio
these,
shows.
Do their daily radio shows.
Okay. It was very interesting. It's a building down in, it's right, what, one or two blocks from Times Square.
Yeah, it's on the Americas Avenue.
So it was very, very interesting to see, but that's Todd's workplace. You know, he runs into all those people that you see on the Fox News channel all the time. And I just want to commend, too, I don't even know, I know the Murdoch, is the Murdochs, they own Fox News, as they own a lot of things, the Murdoch, Rupert Murdoch, yeah. But I don't even know who to thank for this, but I want to commend Fox News for allowing Todd Starnes to be on the culture beat and to report these news stories, because they basically give Todd freedom to report on what he wants to report on without, you know, hindering him, because I think they understand that there's a massive audience out there in America who are interested in the kinds of news stories that Todd presents, and they don't interfere with you wouldn't find that at probably any other news agency where they said, hey, we want somebody to write about what's going on in the Christian world.
Yeah, and it shows that when you allow journalists and others to write freely on topics that they'd choose and even add an opinion how they would like to add, of course, commentators, that is, then you gain more audience. It's
and Todd, I think he's the number one most read columnist at Fox News.
Yeah.
And you can make a difference because his columns bring to the public's attention, the wider public attention, stories like we've been reading about Killeen, Texas, and so he broke that story. And now people are talking about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nobody, very few people outside the local community would have known what was going on there if it hadn't been for Todd Starnes. And as you're saying, Fox News giving him the freedom to write about these stories.
Yeah, and these other media outlets that censor conservatives, it's just not smart business.
Right.
You censor out half of your audience. You know?
Hey, you know, if you're a big news agency, you need to cover liberals, moderates, and conservatives.
Yeah.
You need to cover Christians and Jews and Muslims and people of no faith.
Atheists.
Yeah, you know, you need to... What's happened is with a lot of these large national liberal news is they're liberal only.
Right.
You know, and that's what's hurt their credibility hurt their viewers and their listeners and their readers as well, the number of them. All right, we'll be back after this short break for news here on American Family Radio. You're listening to Today's Issues. We'll see you in 5 minutes.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.